It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Alison Johnson, fundraising and events manager at Harry's Rainbow. Alison, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Really well. You're relatively new at Harry's Rainbow, I believe. How are you finding it all?
Oh, I am. I started on the 1st of July and I've just got stuck straight in. We're a small team, but everyone is so friendly and it's such a lovely charity. So, yeah, I'm having a great time.
Good to hear. For anyone who's not familiar with Harry's Rainbow, give us a bit of an overview, first of all, of what the charity's all about.
Yeah, no, definitely. So basically, Harry's Rainbow support children and families within Milton Keynes and the surrounding areas who have suffered a significant bereavement. So when a debt set up Harry's Rainbow in 2011 in memory of her son Harry, unfortunately, no service like this existed in Milton Keynes. And she had to travel 50 miles to get any support for Harry's twin sister.
Sure.
So it's incredible what she's achieved. And they now support more than 500 children locally. It's incredible. And it's a funny one because it's obviously a charity that no one really wants, but if you need it's really comforting to know,
sure,
that it is now on your doorstep.
And it's incredible to see how it's grown over that time as well, and the service that it provides is just amazing. So we're talking primarily this morning about events that you've got coming up over the summer, a busy time of year.
You know what it's like during sort of July and August, it peters out a little bit, but we have had people doing skydives for us, crazy people jumping out of perfectly functioning airplanes. They are amazing people, so we've been doing things like that,
yeah.
And I've obviously just been learning the ropes, but we've got an exciting event coming up in September.
This is the afternoon tea, is it?
It is, yeah.
Tell us about that.
So we have teamed up with Frost at Robin Sands, who are supporting this event. I mean, their generosity has just been incredible. So we're putting on a Brighter Tomorrow high tea event at Frost Garden Centre in Woburn Sands, and it's taking place on Thursday, the 26th of September. I'm really excited about it, obviously, because it's going to be my first proper event that I'm doing for Harry's Rainbow. But it's a beautiful venue, and the room that it's taking place in is just stunning. I mean, I've been to Frost at Woburn Sands many times with my own children, but I never even knew this room existed. So I'm really, really looking forward to putting on this glamorous event. So there will be drinks on arrival, there's a delicious afternoon tea, and then we do have a guest speaker, Mandy Legg, who is the Milton Keynes Mayoress in 2023. We've got some fun games that we'll be doing. I always like to throw in some fun games, Michael. I always like people to have a really good time.
Yeah.
And then we're organising a raffle as well, which we've already had some wonderful prizes donated. One has been from the brand Scamp and Dude, which I'm a huge fan of. And another has been a bottle of whiskey, which was actually on the Deadpool and Wolverine set.
Wow. A bit of movie memorabilia.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I'm not sure. Originally, I was told that Hugh Jackman had touched this bottle. Then I was like, we can't 100% confirm that. So
you've not dusted it for Prince, no.
Yeah, exactly.
But, well, it sounds like a really fun afternoon. How can people get signed up to attend?
Well, it's really easy because we're actually on your website. So if they just go to the MKFM website, and I believe it's under events, there's a link on there to book. Because it is in this lovely private room, there are limited numbers. So all I would say is please support us and get booked in quickly to secure your place.
It's going to be a lot of fun, that, the afternoon tea at Frost. What else are you working on at the moment, Alison?
So a really big project we're working on is happening in November. And it's the Children's Grief Awareness Week, which runs from the 18th to the 21st of November this year. And what we would really, really love to do is actually create a rainbow over Milton Keynes by getting as many people involved as possible. So we've already had some interest from some local schools about having dress down days. So if there are anybody, you know, if there is anybody listening who works in a school who thinks they would love their school to be part of that, then please do contact me. We've got some corporates who'll be doing rainbow bake sales, and Frost are also getting involved in that as well. But yeah, the idea is just even if you're a school, a company, an individual, you know, just trying to raise awareness of children, but also raising those really vital funds that we need at the moment. And the idea is that, you know, everyone who gets involved will have this wonderful rainbow day or rainbow week, which will then in turn give bereaved children a brighter tomorrow.
Oh, what a really lovely idea. How can people get involved in that? How can people find out about everything that you're up to at Harry's Rainbow?
Well, they can email me, primarily, my email address is Alison, A-L-I-S-O-N, at harrysrainbow.co.uk, and I would absolutely love to hear from you. No idea is a bad idea, as they say.
There you go. Reach out if you do want to support Harry's Rainbow and harrysrainbow.co.uk, the website, if you want to know more about the organisation as well. Alison is fundraising and events manager, 1 month in the role, but so far going well, Alison.
Oh, it's cracking. I'm absolutely loving
it. Good to hear. Alyssa, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, no, it's been lovely speaking to you, and thank you so much.